Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. The city of Chicago will move forward with evicting migrants from city-run shelters come Saturday, although it's still unclear how many people will be affected. The policy, which calls for evicting migrants after 60 days, has been delayed three different times, in part due to winter weather. But Mayor Brandon Johnson yesterday indicated that migrants will need to leave unless they qualify for exemptions.
The ultimate goal is to move people on to resettlement or out-migration. That's the goal.
Migrants who want another spot in a shelter have to go back to the city's intake zone to request it. It is unclear whether a shelter currently facing a measles outbreak will be exempt. A third of Chicago City Council has called on Johnson to nix the eviction policy, saying migrants who leave will face homelessness. In other news from City Hall, Mayor Johnson announced 10 areas where his administration will focus violence prevention efforts. The hyperlocal areas include some of the city's most violent blocks in Austin, West Garfield Park, Little Village, and Englewood. Those areas will receive investments to address the root causes of crime in what Johnson called the historic but neglected communities.
It will take all of us to build affordable housing, new grocery stores, health clinics, banks, and other neighborhood assets, and to renew a sense of community and trust to keep us all safer.
The city is starting by asking community organizations to apply for some of the $1 million available for the program right now. Neighborhoods were chosen based on signs of disinvestment, such as school closures, the availability of parks or libraries, as well as other health factors. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is continuing his push to curb what he says are predatory health care insurance practices. The Health Care Protection Act would ban insurers from using step therapy. That process requires patients to try an alternative drug before they can, quote, step up to the drug their doctors initially recommended. It would also hold insurers to a higher standard when updating their in-network care directories. Pritzker says directories will often include doctors who aren't accepting any new patients, aren't in network, or who don't even exist.
This is a practice meant to turn a profit without providing patients with the quality and timely care that they need.
Pritzker first introduced the initiative during his budget address last month. A Cook County jury recently awarded $7 million to a Chicago man who was shot by a security guard for the Chicago Housing Authority. 56-year-old Joseph Taylor was driving out of a Wendy's parking lot off West Garfield Boulevard and the Ryan Expressway after having lunch in January 2019. Before he knew it, his mouth was bleeding after having been shot by a security guard who fired his gun at men he was pursuing. Taylor sued the CHA and the security firm for pain and suffering, since part of the .40-caliber bullet is still lodged in his head. Stephen McCusis is Taylor's attorney.
The CHA's lack of oversight and irresponsibility involving an eight-figure armed security service contract is appalling, and I believe the jury agreed.
CHA declined comment, but in court filings, CHA is seeking a new trial and said it was not liable. A couple more things you should know today. Employees of the Museum of Contemporary Art Chicago filed union representation petitions with the National Labor Relations Board on Wednesday. The workers are also calling on management to voluntarily recognize the union without an NLRB election. A letter from workers said employees are seeking higher wages, expanded benefits, and overtime pay. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees says 70% of eligible workers signed union cards in less than a month. Votes cast for and against the so-called Bring Chicago Home referendum question will be counted. That's after the state's highest court denied opponents' efforts to block the question in Chicago. Real estate groups had hoped the Illinois Supreme Court would intervene. The referendum question asks voters whether the city should raise a one-time tax on high-end properties to fund homelessness prevention. The state Supreme Court denied the appeal request without explanation. Today's weather, showers and thunderstorms this morning with rain in the afternoon. Possible hail and gusts of wind with a high in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with temperatures hitting the high 40s. That's it for now. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigade. Thanks for listening.